Biloi. When he came out, she says that the mayim, that's the water, sheh b'kainis, sheh boilim kol meimu shevelim, came to this river, the mayinis, his mole goes to the mayim, filled up some water from it. Mibay b'loi. She took along some water from the may, Rashi says, mayu kainis. What happened was, kad osu, when they came in front of the king of the emperor now, okminu kamei, a kaiser, they put all these 60 people in front of the kaiser. Chaznu, the heavy money, the kaiser saw them, where they were all very depressed. Omule, he said, Hani, lav, ninu, this can't be, those 60 chachomim, I hear such great things about them. So what Yeshua did was, shokal, miyafra, he took out some of the dirt that he brought along from their own town, and as they were out of the town, they didn't feel comfortable. So he shod elavai, so he threw some of that dirt in front of them. It is actually ape. The ikushu, Rashi says, means the izu of a deeper question. Now they start to talk strong. And Rashi says, because when they smelled the smell of their land, they thought they were near home, so they start to talk very strong. So the kid said, the melech saw, the way the emperor saw, the way Yeshua Taka did what he was supposed to, he brought back these 60 people. So Omalei, the case is said now, call the boys of it, but whatever you want to do with them, you can do with them. Is I see no mayas, he brought down this water, the isim of Ebeloi, that he took along from the Neukainis, Shadino Betigra. So he threw it into a Kli, Rashi says, some say threw it into a ditch. Omalu, he told them, Malu Yilhu, Vizilu Luhu. So he told them, fill this, and then you could go away. So what happened was, Omalu, Malu Yilhu, Vizilu Luhu. So Malu, Vishodibay, Kamoy, Kamoy, Bolu. They kept on throwing more and more water in, it kept on seeping in, it didn't fill up. Malu, Adishoma, Kiswayo, Bolu, Vyozel. So what happened was, these people tried to fill up this hole, and they couldn't fill it up with water. So their molu had the shomer kisra until their shoulders fell off. Or bolu, and the water kept on swallowing in, we also, to they themselves also, Rashi says, hochul yavdu, and they went to waste. So the Maisa, the Mashur, has the big arichis here in this Gemara, it goes through it exactly, Hakam Yeshua here, he was Maisa Nefesh to do this, and the Chur, all the Devorim, it says here, Chur, you don't learn anything out from it. So the Mashur goes to say all them Sholem exactly what we learn out from these things. Hamoshul Tachras Hayomim. He goes through it Bariches. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, Daf Tes here. Tes Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. He says Chamoyro Sholei Bichro. We have a Chamoyro that did not give birth yet, and now V'yoldo Shnei Zchorim. Now gave birth to two Zchorim at the same time. And the problem is you don't know which one is the Bechor, she gave birth to at the same time. So Alocher is Noisein Tleh Cholakoyin. All you have to do is just give one Tleh for a pigeon, like the Monashach. Only one of the two is the Bechor. And Alocher of the Petah Hamor is you have to redeem it with a Seh and give this Seh to the Koyin. So you have a Monashach, all you have to do is just give one Tleh, that's Poshet. What's going to be Zocher and a Keva? Let's say she gave birth to two, and one was a Zocher, one was in a Keva. So really it's a sophic now whether Yimachuyiv and Petach Hamor altogether. Maybe the Nekeva came out first. So in such a case, Mafrish Tle Echad, Liyatzmoy. True, you have to set aside one Tle, like you have to be Mafrish, take off the Yisr, off the Petach Hamor and put it onto the Seh. But now this Seh doesn't have any Kedusha. Usually it's only Stam and Mitzvah to give it to the Kohen. But over here you have a sophic whether you have to give it to the Kohen or not. It's possible to say that maybe the Nekeva came out first, so you put them all together. Therefore, like a mitzvah mechaber all of arayim, you have a right to keep it. That's called mafresh le'echad liyatzman. You have a right to keep it. What's going to be shtei chamurim? Let's say you have two chamurim, shle bichru. One person owns two chamurim, two donkeys, and they didn't give birth yet. The yoldu shnei zchorim, and now both of them gave birth to a zocho. So poshid noisein shnei tloin lakoyin. You have to be poyde both of them. There's two pitzvei chamurim here. So you have to take two seh and give both of them to the koyin. And maybe the chiddush is that you can't be paid to both of them with one tleh, but you have to take a separate tleh for each bechor and give two of them to the kohen. What's going to be zocher and a keva? Let's say out of these two that gave birth, one gave birth to a zocher, one to a keva, or shnei zocher and a keva. Then locher is noisen tleh to the kohen. All you have to do is just give one tleh to the kohen. So the chiddush, even though there are two zocher and a keva, Here it's a chiddush. Where it's a zochor and a keva, pshita, there's only one. But shnei zochor and a keva, there's one of them gave birth to a zochor, and the second one gave birth to a zochor and a keva. So therefore, you have to give one tloya to the kohen, because for sure you chayiv in one. Now the second one is a suffix. So nechlamim, the more we'll say again here also, you'd have to be mafresh a tloya for the second one, but you can keep it just like the din we had before. But the Mishnah doesn't say it, but Enechrami just means noisent lech lekoim is one you have to give for sure to the kohen, but for the other one you'll have to be mafresh, set aside, and you can keep it for yourself. What's going to be shtei nekeves a zocher? Let's say two nekeves a zocher, oi shnei zocher mishnei nekeves, saying kam lekoim klum. Again, the kohen doesn't get anything vaday, because they're all sveikis. Maybe the nekeves came out first. So again, lechur you'd have to be mafresh a tle min asofik. But in Echlam, you keep it for yourself, you wouldn't have to give it to the Kayin. What's going to be now, let's say the person has two Chamorim. Now, Achas Bichro, Viachas Le Bichro. One Chamor already gave birth before, and one did not. For Yoldu Shnei Schorim, both of them give birth, not the two Schorim. So you don't know which one is which, so it doesn't make a difference. One for sure is the Bichor, so you have to listen to Lech or the Kayin. First, you have to give one set to the Kayin for the Petah Chamor. What's going to be Zochor and the Keva? So again, one gave birth to a zocher, one to a nekeva. So we have a suffix now. If this zocher came from the one that already gave birth before, or did it come from the one that laid bichor, it's called a bichor. So it's a suffix bichor. A suffix petach amor. That's the lacha mafresh to leechol liyatzma. Again, you have to set aside one kain, one tle, and you keep it. As a mitzvah mechver, all of a raya, you have a right to keep it. Shneim, because the pasuk says, "O petach amor tifte b'seh." You should be paid a petach amor with a seh. So Rashi says this goes back now to the Reisha of the Mishnah. A Reisha koi kloima. Minolon, how do we know the pidyon petach amor b'seh? How do we know that when you have like a vade petach amor, you have to be paid with and redeem with a seh and give the seh the sheep to the kohen? Shinem, it says, a petach amor tipode b'seh. So that's this posik. It's a petach amor tipode b'seh. Now, we also say, min hakfostim and min izim. Could be whether from lamb or from goats. Zochor and a keva could be a zochor and a keva. God of a cotton, tamim or balmum, it doesn't make enough, even if it's a balmum, also you can give it to a kain. Now the Mishnah, yeah. Those Mishnah says, ufoy de boy pom harbi. You can use this one seh, and you can pray it a lot of times. So Rashi says it means, shim choza kain v'noson al Yisrael. As the first Yisrael had one petach amor, so he set aside his seh and gave it to the kain. And then the kain gives that seh back to the Yisrael. And now the Yisrael wants to use it a second time, so he's allowed to. You're allowed to use it a second time. So that's called the Foyda by Pom Harbe. Now, Nichnas Ledir Lesaser. If it goes into the deer to become part of the minion for the, for Meiser, I mean, this Tzleh that you're Mafresh Odom Liatzmaiha. In the case where you have a suffix, whether you have to Petach Amor or not. So, Lachos, you have to be Mafresh to say. So now it stays by you, it's yours, the difference nichnas l'dir with the other kvosim, and you can mafresh ma'is ha'ema from it. Now the yimeis, let's say the one you set aside, the say you set aside for pidyon petach amor, avadai, let's say it dies, so before it comes the day kain, so lochur is nenin boy, you'll not have a no from it. So the Gemara said, we'll see, it means shakain nen boy, that the kain's not have a no from it. Because at the time when the Yisrael set it aside, like right then it was Bishus HaKain. So now if it dies, even though it dies Bishus Yisrael, still it's considered like it was already given to the Kain, and therefore the Kain's allowed to have a note from it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Man Tan, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Rashi said, the Gemara Shle Bichav, in the case where he gave birth to two with two Sechorim at the one time, so we say the Kain only gets one. Like for sure one came out before the other, because otherwise I would say maybe both of them are B'chorim. So man tana, Amr Rabbi Yirmi, the like Rabbi Yosef Lili, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosef Lili. Because the Rabbi Yosef Lili, because it's going to be Yosef Lili, Amr, he says, Efshele Tamsem. He holds yes that you could be Metamsem. Two things could happen at the exact same time. So maybe both of them came out at the exact same time, and both of them are Kedushas Bechor. And therefore you have to be prayed there with two Seh. So Akhmer Mishnah only says to give one Seh. So Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosef Lili. Amr Abayi says no. Afilu Taimo. Rabbi Yosef Lili, even if you want to stand, Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yosef Lili. And Taki Yotz Efshel at some time is possible for two things to happen at the exact same time. But Shani Yosef Mir by Pitre Chamor, by Bechor, is different. The Chassid, the Pesach says, Has Chorim LaShem, says a posik. Rashi says Shan Yochad Ichsiv Gabi Roch Laschom Lashem to Mashma Shnayim Ye two. Avol Peta Chamod like Siv Be Haschom. Doesn't say the word Haschorim. Inam, even if you want to tell me Yeshle Tzamseim Lekechi. Veroni says Haschorim Lashem by Yirocho by Behem Torah. But by Behem Tamei by Chamor doesn't say Haschorim. So if he like the Gzeras Akosiv, you can't have more than one Bechor at a time. The Gemara says, but why not? Let's learn out a petah chamor from a petah from a bechor of a seh. Just like over there, you could have two. Maybe also you could have two. The Gemara says, no, hamit rachmona hazachorim. Says lashon hazachorim mitzmiyit that Rashi says, hey yisay remash mezuv leacheres. Only here, not another place. It's only by the hamitoyer you could have two. They both have kedusha, but by petah chamor, even if they both come out at the same time, you only have to be mafresh one pidgin once there. So Mishnah could come out even because of Yosef Lili. And he could yami something like this. Leimod leker b'yosef, let's say our Mishnah is not like Yosef Lili. Because the Rabbi Yosef Lili, he'll honor Yashlet Samson, he says Yashlet Samson, two could come out at the same time. So let's be afraid of both of them, Abachorim, so you have to be mafresh two tles. Or Rabbi Yabai says no. Afilu tem Rabbi Yosef Lili, if you want to say Mishnah, even once that Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, Shani Hosom, the Siddur Pasuk says, Haschorim Lashem. Says the word Haschorim. That again, the Hey Yisera is only there and not by Behemoth Meir, not by Petach Amor. Tzmur says, Bishlei Malar Rabbi Yirmiyah, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, to Le Mukulok Rabbi Yosef Lili. He says that our mission is not like Rabbi Yosef Lili. He says so, Hainu Deloi Ketoni, V'yotzu Shnei Roshem Ki Yechod. That's what's good. Now Mishnah does not say that both heads came out at the same time. Doesn't say such a case. Because according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, our Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yosef Lili. Our Mishnah knows that's not possible. Two things can't happen at the exact same time. For sure, one happened before the other. So the Mishnah does not even say such a case of Yotzu Shnei Roshem Kiechot. But Elul, according to Abaye, the question is, listen, the Abaye says that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Lili. It's actually Tzamtzim. Says so, listen, why don't the Mishnah say the Chiddush? That Yotzu Roshem Kachas, and there'll be a big chiddush, even though both heads came out at the same time, you only have to give one tlet to the kohen. Why does it say that? El Abayin, listen to V'yotze Shnei Roshem Kiechot. V'yoyed, and also, V'yoyed Tanya, Rashi has Yisra, V'yoyed Tanya, V'yoyed Lohan Tila, V'yoyed Tanya V'hedya. The what? Chamoy Rosh Shaloi Bichra, a chamoy that did not give birth yet. V'yoyed Shnei Zchorm, gave birth to two kids. V'yotze Shnei Roshem Kiechot, and both heads came out at the exact same time. It says clearly, Rabbi Yosef Lili Yoimer Shnei Lekayim. Both of them have kedusha. Shnei the pasuk says Haschorim Lashem. So the Chori, even by Chamor also, Rabbi Yosef Lili holds that both of them go to the Kayim. So it's like it's good to write to Rabbi Yirmiyah then that our Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yosef Lili because according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, both of them have to go to a Kayim. So more is the question: I will kik siv hai the kedusha saguf. Who the siv? This pasuk of Haschorim, it says by Yirocha by Behemet Torah, which has the Kedusha Saguf. Maybe only by Kedusha Saguf do we say both is Kaddish, but not by Behemet Tmei, not by Chamor. So it says Ela Mishum Shenemer, it says Haschorim Hashem. Rashi says Ela Mishum Shenemer Haschorim the Bechor Behemet Torah the Shemini Minor the Yesh Letzamsein Omer Hu Adin LePetach Chamor Nechna Mitzvah Svari Yodz. Just boy of the Behemet Torah, he sees his Svara that two things could happen at the exact same time. The Torah calls them both a Sechorim. So now Rabbi Yosef Lili doesn't learn out from the same Pusik, but just in Svari says, since I see over there, it's actually some same two could happen at the same time. So Mel here also, by a Petach Hamor, two could come out at the exact same time. And then Echnami, both of them is Kaddish, so they have to be prayed to them with two Seh. So more says it so. Tiyuftu the Abaya Tiyuftu the Chorot Zekashin Abaya. Here it's Mashmah clearly according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, even by a Petach Chamor also that didn't would be if two came out exact same time. Nechnami Yubi Chayiv two says both is Kaddish. The other Gemara says for Rabbanin according to Rabbanin Shita Leinu Kesav the Rabbanin the Chur Val Mishnah is this according to Rabbanin. Yeah, Rabbanin Val Mishnah that they say you only have to give one tlet to the Kayin. Leinu Kesav the Rabbanin hold. Miksas rechem mekadish, or miksas of the rechem is enough to be mekadishit. As when the bechor comes out of the rechem of the womb, it's enough if part of the womb.